Proverbs 11:11. Upright citizens bless a city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. So if the upright citizens bless a city, then what should we be looking for to rule over our city? Godly people. And how are we going to get godly people? We're going to have to vote, or even better than that, those of us that are godly are going to have to take on positions and run for office. Amen. In government. Amen. That's what we got to do. Instead of leaving it up to just anybody, the church, men and women in the church, need to say, okay, I'm going to run for office. I believe that God is leading me to be a senator or whatever, and then I'm going to do what God told me to do. We need men and women that are godly men and women in office that are not ashamed to say, I'm a born-again Christian. Do you know it's almost an unholy thing now for a person to run for office on the foundation that I'm a Christian?
It's almost a sin.
It's almost a sin. Almost a sin. That's right, James. I mean, it's amazing that, I mean, the first thing, if you say anything, oh, if you want to get in trouble, say something about the women's liberation movement. I mean, that group of women will be down your neck. I mean, boy, don't you tell me I got to submit to a husband. I mean, they don't want to hear that. But most of the women in the women's liberation movement don't have a husband. You know that? They're on their own. Because a woman that cannot submit to a husband will find it very difficult to keep one. Because God made the man, and he made you to be a helpmate to him. And when you try to run the show all the time, you're not going to have a blessed life until you learn to take the principles that God put and you obey them. When you obey them, you can have a blessed life. You can have a husband that will love you. He will be good to you. He will do wonderful things for you because God made him a certain way and he made you a certain way. And if you both do what you're designed to do, hey, the relationship will be fantastic. Be fantastic. If you don't, it'll be hell on earth. That's just the way it is. And it's the same way in the city. If we take the men or the women together that are running for office, and if they are upright in everything they do, and they get their decisions and their basis for life around God's Word, then those people will rule that city, and they will make that city prosperous because God will be behind it. But he says, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. That's where we are today. I made a statement the other day. I forget now where we were, in some hotel somewhere, and there was a, of course, television early, every hotel we go to. And sometimes, sitting around the hotel, if I'm not studying the Word, I'll flip it on to watch CNN, or like this last weekend, I was watching the hurricane. You know, somebody told me there's a hurricane down in the Gulf. And there is, and it's coming across there, big one, Category 5, powerful monster, 150-mile-an-hour winds. Somebody's going to lose their life in that if they haven't already. I haven't been watching the news. But when I think about all these things that's happening, all the storms and everything else, I watch television. I turned the television on, and it happened to be a panel, I think it was either 12 or 15 men, all men, and it had on here what their denomination, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Presbyterian, Church of God, you know, right on down the line. It was just every different denomination. And I thought, this will be good. I'll watch this. And I'm going to tell you, I watched that show for 30 or 45 minutes. And I'm going to tell you, if there was a single one of those men on that panel that knew who Christ is, they don't know him very well. I could not believe what came out of those men's mouths as I sat and watched that show. It's amazing what you hear people that profess to be Christians say on a panel like that. I don't know what they're trying to do. But almost nothing that group of men said was the truth, according to God's Word. Isn't that amazing? especially when one of them would sit there and they talk about, what do you think about homosexuality? The word's not in the Bible. And when I listen to those people, most of them, the ones that least ever question didn't go to everybody. The question was asked maybe to two or three at a time, and then they'd go to another question and ask these two or three. But every time the question was asked, most of the people that talked about like a homosexual, it's okay. You know? And I have to say, now I don't know if you all know, how many of you have heard of the High Point Church here in the Dallas area? Do you know that the High Point Church, that John Osteen's daughter and her husband are the pastors of that church? It's a big non-denominational church, a big one here in the Dallas Metroplex. Well, the other day, a man, 45 or 46 years old, died. And he was not a member of that church. But they went and asked that church if they could have the services in the church. And so they said, okay, they would let them have the services, although they weren't members of the church. Then they asked the church to do one of these video presentations of your life, you know, with slides and all this stuff. You know, you get to where you see that a lot today. We even did it when Betty and Amanda died. The church, Lakeland, put that together of all of us and the kids and all kinds of things. But they noticed in the putting together of the slides they brought up there, there was some things that they didn't like in the pictures. And so they confronted the family and found out this man was a homosexual. And then the men, the people who were going to do it, they wanted to take control of the service, and they wanted to do the service and not the pastor. And they wanted to have control of the whole thing and say what they wanted to say. And when they found out this, the church said, no. No homosexual is going to be buried in our church, and you take this and you say what you want to say. We will do the service, we'll do the slides, we'll do everything, but the slides, we're going to edit them and put in them what we want. And everything that has any kind of perversion in it, it ain't going to be in our church. Now, that hit the Dallas newspaper. It hit the Dallas newspaper, and there were some things that a lot of people didn't like, but praise God for High Point Church. They stood their ground. They even offered to rent another facility to let them have it and pay for it, but said, you're not going to have it in our church. We're going to do everything we do just because we love people. Well, the people in that church, the women, especially in that church, prepared meals for 100 people, and they had it at a funeral home, but High Point Church prepared the meal and everything and fed those people everything. I'd say that was Christian love, wouldn't you? They showed a demonstration of what Christ is be like, but we draw the line when it comes to letting a homosexual take control of our church. We ain't going to let you have control of our church, you know. And that's where we have got to get. We've got to continue to stay in the love walk like High Point Church did, but we got to stand firm on the foundations of God's mighty principles. Hey, if you're a homosexual, we love you. We hate what you do, and if you'll come to Jesus, we'll lead you to Him, and He'll deliver you. But don't try to come to this church and bring your homosexual friends and think you're going to sit by each other and play with each other and kiss each other in church for you. I ain't going to put up with it. I ain't going to put up with it. You know, so, you know, hey, is that the way we got to be? Yeah. You come here, I'll lead you to Jesus. Anybody in this congregation will lead you to Jesus. But when He leads you to Jesus, you become a new creature. Now, your homosexual tendencies have got to go away. See, that's what I'm trying to teach y'all. When you become a Christian, your sin is supposed to go away. In other words, if you were sleeping with somebody out of wedlock and you come to this church and you're both lost, you can come to this church. We'll talk to you about Jesus. But when you get saved and you become a new creature, I'm going to sit down with you and say, okay, you two that were living together, now you're both become Christians. Now, God says in His Word, that's not acceptable. He's now made a new set of rules for you. Now then, you two either got to get married if you're going to sleep in the same house, or you're going to have to get your own apartment somewhere. Is that what the Word of God says, Kim? And that's the ground we got to stand on, right? So it makes no difference whether it's perversion of any kind. You know, perversion is just sin. You know, and we don't want to allow it. We want to walk holy. But now, if you try to walk holy, just like the High Point Church, they did stand their ground. They did walk holy. My hat's off to a church that'll do that. They did that, praise God. But they caught a lot of flack.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, that's amen. When Jesus was here, did he catch a little flack? He caught a lot. He caught a lot. In fact, they didn't just give him a little flack. They killed him. They killed our king because he stood his ground for holiness. So that's the same thing we've got to do. But my hat's off to the High Point Church. Praise the Lord. Now, it says, it is foolish to belittle a neighbor. A person with good sense remains silent. Do you know there's sometimes when somebody does something to you, you want to tell them what you think, but you know it'd be a whole lot better if you just kept your mouth shut. Do you know that? I know none of y'all ever been there besides me. Nobody ever done anything wrong to you that you wanted to just... In other words, I'm a man. And you know what men want to do when somebody does something wrong to you? You want to reach out and get them, don't we, Paul? Is that the manly thing?
That's a manly thing.
We really, as men, when somebody really does something wrong with you, to walk up and say, I love you, brother. You want to walk up to us, just like J. Vernon McGee one time. I got tickled at him. You know, he taught through the Bible for 5 years forever. Still teaching it. He's been dead for years. He's still teaching it. Praise God. It's still on the air. He's a great man of God. But somebody asked him a question one day I'll never forget. He was reading the scripture. It says, whenever somebody does you wrong, if they slap you on one cheek, what are you supposed to do? Turn the other one. They said, well, what if they slap you on that one? He said, well, that remains to be seen. God didn't tell me what to do after that. I'll never get what that old preacher said. It's like he said, okay, you slap me on one side, I'm going to turn the other cheek. But if you slap that one, he said, I'm going to get you. Is that the way men are, Paul? Sure, that's the way we are. It may be the way women are too. I don't know. I think that's just human nature. That is it hard to turn, and when somebody slaps you, is it hard to turn the other cheek and just stand there?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.